Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 483. We're going to be in the book of Revelations today, starting in chapter 17. I don't interpret the book of Revelations. I make a few comments, but there's so many studies on Revelations. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I don't want to get into a lot of controversy. I want to read what it says and impart to you what I know and what I have found out and what makes sense to me, you know, being my show. Whoopee-doo! But as far as going into heavy interpretation, a lot of this stuff still hasn't been revealed. So I refrain from that. I don't want to develop hoof-in-mouth disease like a lot of these guys do out there. Oh, this is what it means, and this is going to happen, and then the time passes, and they look foolish. I can look foolish enough without doing that. Oh man. Well, let's get into this. My website, in case you've missed any of my shows, is www.pastor-steve.com. It's not an interactive website. You can't troll. Can't post comments. It's just there, and you can download and listen. And that's it. That way I don't have to babysit the site. I don't have the time. So let's delve into chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. Verse 1. And one of the seven messengers, those are angels, okay, who had the seven bowls, came and spoke with me, saying to me, "Come, I shall show you the judgment of the great whore sitting on many waters." Okay. Reference Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 13. Jeremiah 51, 13. Now, a lot of people say the great whore is the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, because it's spread all over, it's influenced so many nations, got a lot of power, and it preaches false doctrine. It's incorporated paganism into the church. It's got a lot of pedophiles and immorality associated with it. And just all in all, basically, it's really been exposed to be bad news. Okay? So let's move on to verse 2. You can think what you want about verse 1. No, I just thought I'd impart that to you. Verse 2 concerning the great whore, with whom the sovereigns of the earth committed whoring. They did. Got into a lot of governments, runs a lot of governments, the Jesuits, all that stuff. And the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her whoring. Okay. Jeremiah 51, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. And Isaiah chapter 23, verse 17. She's fooled a lot of people, this Catholic Church. And the ritual caught up a lot of people, and they followed it all their lives. So they were absolutely carried away, and the Catholic Church can do no wrong, according to a lot of Catholics. They don't care what evidence comes out that it's perverted. They're going to stick with it because that's what they're into. You're not going to stop it. It's going to have to be destroyed. Okay, well, that's what's being talked about here. Here we go. And he carried me away in the spirit, verse 3, and he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast covered with names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. You can reference Revelations chapter 13, verse 1. It will tell you a little bit later on about the seven heads and 10 horns. In this chapter, in 17, later on in the chapter, okay, it gives an explanation for that. So I'll hold off on that for right now. Verse 4 of chapter 17. And the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, holding in her hand a golden cup filled with abominations and the filthiness of her whoring. Okay. Reference Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. Jeremiah 51, verse 7. verse 5. Then I'll have a comment after I read this. And upon her forehead a name written, a secret. Upon her forehead a name written, a secret. Babel, the great, the mother of the whores and of the abominations of the earth. Now what it's referring to here is the Babylonian system. Babel itself, that city, had been destroyed for a long time when this was written. But the system lived on, that Babylonian system and the Talmudic teachings and all of that was just rampant, and it still is. We are battling the Babylonian system today. This tells you what they do. Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the set apart ones and with the blood of the witnesses of Yahshua. And having seen her, I marveled, greatly marveled. Okay, the blood of the set apart ones, that's the remnant, and the blood of the witnesses of Yahshua. They've killed the set apart ones and the witnesses, and are continuing to kill them even today. Verse 7. And the messenger said to me, why did you marvel? Let me explain to you the secret of the woman and of the beast she rides, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. Verse 8. Now this is pretty cryptic. The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the pit of the deep and goes to destruction. Okay. Now pay attention to this. This is the second part of verse 8. And those dwelling on the earth, and this is the section you need to pay attention to, those dwelling on the earth whose names are not written. Okay, not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Those that are not written. Okay, those are the ones that are not going to be saved. Not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world shall marvel when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. It's going to be some events that are going to astonish these people. Reference Daniel chapter 7 verse 7. And Daniel chapter 12 verse 1. That's Daniel 7:7 and 12:1. Psalm 69 verse 28. Psalm 69 verse 28. And Revelations chapter 11 verse 7. Revelations 11:7. Refer back to chapter 11. Verse 9 of chapter 17. Here is the mind having wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Okay, those where the mountains are kingdoms, okay? Verse 10, and there are seven sovereigns, those are kings, five have fallen, and one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he has to remain a little while. Verse 11, and the beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth and is of the seven and goes to destruction. Verse 12 of chapter 17 reference Daniel 7:24. Daniel chapter 7, verse 24. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 sovereigns who have not yet received a reign, but receive authority as sovereigns with the beast for 1 hour. Now the hour is metaphorical. It is a period of time. We don't know what it signifies yet. There are going to be seven rulers that's going to get authority from the beast system. That's made plain here. Verse 13 of chapter 17. They have one mind, and they shall give their power and authority to the beast. Okay, they're going to be evil. Verse 14, reference 3rd Maccabees, chapter 5, verse 35. That's 5:35 of 3rd Maccabees, and Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 17. Deuteronomy 10, 17, this is verse 14. They shall fight with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is master of masters and sovereign of sovereigns. And those with him are called and chosen and trustworthy. That's the remnant. Remnant, that's the people that believe and do his commands. That's the remnant. The called, the chosen, and trustworthy. Verse 15, this explains this. And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the whore sits are peoples and crowds and nations and tongues. Okay, people, and crowds, and nations, and tongues, sitting on many waters, different nations and peoples, okay. Verse 16, and the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these shall hate the whore. Okay. These shall hate the whore. And lay her waste and naked and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. They're going to loot and plunder the system and destroy it. The 10 horns. Verse 17, for Elohim did give it into their hearts to do his mind, to be of one mind, and to give their reign to the beast until the words of Elohim shall be accomplished. They're only going to serve the beast for a while, then turn on it. Verse 18. And the woman who you saw is that great city having sovereignty over the sovereigns of the earth. And a lot of people say that's Rome. Okay, specifically the Vatican City. Vatican City. That's the way it's interpreted by a lot of people. I'm going to have to lean in that direction myself. I'll be quite honest. They have great power and are having a lot of trouble with this pedophilia stuff, but the die-hard Roman Catholics will not abandon the Roman Catholic Church because it's such a part of their lives. They are deceived and they cannot or will not break away. That's on them. I can't help that. Okay. All right. That ends chapter 17. Now we're going to begin chapter 18, verse 1. And after this I saw another messenger, that would be another angel, coming down from the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened from his esteem. That could be lightened or enlightened. Okay. Verse 2. All right. And you can reference Isaiah 13, verse 21. Isaiah 13, 21. Isaiah 21, verse 9. That's Isaiah 13, 21 and 21, verse 9. Jeremiah 50, verse 39. Jeremiah 50, verse 39. And Jeremiah 51, verse 8. Jeremiah 51, verse 8. And Revelation 14, verse 8. Revelation 14, verse 8. This is verse 2 of chapter 18. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Babel the great is fallen, is fallen. That's the quote from Isaiah 21:9. Okay. And has become a dwelling place of demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, and a haunt for every unclean and hated bird. The system has fallen and the wreckage is going to be great worldwide. Okay, that's what they're talking about. Verse 3 of chapter 18, reference Isaiah chapter 23, verse 17. Isaiah 23:17 and Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. Jeremiah 51:7. Verse 3. Because all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her whoring, and the sovereigns of the earth have committed whoring with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her riotous living. That describes the Babylonian system. The merchants of the earth. Now, who might that be? Who are the merchants of the earth? Take great riches from the Babylonian system. And all the countries that participated in the Babylonian system, they're all going to go down. Okay? And all the rulers, whether they're presidents or prime ministers or whatever, the ones that have supported this Babylonian system, they're going to get it too. Verse 4. And for verse 4, reference Isaiah chapter 48, verse 20. Isaiah 48:20. And Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah 50, verse 8, 13, and 28. That's 8, 13, and 28 of verse 50. And Jeremiah 51, verses 6, 9, and 45. Jeremiah 51, 6, 9, and 45. Verse 4. And I heard another voice from the heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins." Come out of the Babylonian system. Lest you share in her sins, unless you receive of her plagues. There's going to be punishment, and if you're part and parcel of the Babylonian system and you love it so, you're going to get the plagues that go with it. Let me get a little drink of coffee. Verse 5. Because her sins have piled up to reach the heaven, and Elohim has remembered her unrighteousness. Reference Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. Genesis 18, 20 and 21. And Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 9. Jeremiah 51, 9. Verse 6, render to her as she indeed did render, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix for her double. Reference Psalm 137, verse 8. Psalm 137, verse 8, and Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 29, Jeremiah 50, 29. This goes on and explains more of this. Verse 7 and 8. Reference Isaiah chapter 47, verses 7 through 9. Isaiah 47, 7 through 9. Verse 7. As much as she esteemed herself and lived riotously, that's the Babylonian system, so much torture and grief give to her, because she tortured and gave grief to everybody. That system is evil. Because in her heart she says, "I sit as a sovereigness, and I am not a widow, and I do not see mourning at all." Arrogance of the Babylonian system. They think they're on top. They think they're ruling forever. And they don't see the wrath of Yahweh coming. It's going to destroy that system and all that are connected with it. Verse 8. Because of this, her plague shall come in one day. Death and mourning and scarcity of food. Hear that? Scarcity of food. The system's going to collapse, and all those connected with it. Food production will be ceased. There's going to be famine and rioting and all this other stuff that goes with that. When you got scarcity of food, you're going to have violence. Continue on, verse 8, and she shall be burned up with fire, because Yahweh Elohim, who judges her, is mighty. It says, 2 Thessalonians, that Yeshua is coming back with flaming fire. Okay? It's going to burn. Going to burn this system down. Verse 9 and 10 reference Ezekiel chapter 26, verses 16 and 17. Ezekiel 26, 16 and 17. For 9 and 10. Verse 9. And the sovereigns of the earth who committed whoring and lived riotously with her shall weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke of her burning. All their little goodies are going to cease. Verse 10, standing at a distance for fear of her torture, saying, woe, woe, the great city Babel, the mighty city, because your judgment has come in 1 hour. Here we go, verse 11, reference Ezekiel 27, verses 31 and 36. Ezekiel 27, 31 and 36. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their merchandise anymore. Aww. Verse 12 and 13. Reference Ezekiel chapter 27, verses 12, 13, and 22. That's Ezekiel 27, 12, 13, and 22. Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all citron wood and every object of ivory and every object of most precious wood and bronze and iron and marble. Verse 13. And cinnamon and incense and fragrant oil and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and horses and carriages and bodies and lives of men. They sold all of that. Just sell children into sex slavery. Sell body parts. I mean, you know, that's what they do. It's coming out in the news. You're hearing it in the news. This is what the Babylonian system spawns with the people that are promoting it. The Talmudists, the evil ones of Esau. Verse 14. And the fruit that your being longed for has gone from you, and all your riches and splendor are lost to you, and you shall find them no more, not at all. It's going to wreck the whole Babylonian money system. It's going to fall. It'll be a terrible time, because they're going to panic and get crazy. Verse 15, reference Ezekiel 27, verses 31 and 36. That's Ezekiel 27, 31 and 36. The merchants of these, those who became rich by her, shall stand at a distance for fear of her tortures, weeping and mourning. Verse 16, and saying, woe! Woe, the great city that was dressed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. Verse 17, reference Isaiah chapter 23, verse 14. That's Isaiah 23:14, Ezekiel 27, verses 26 through 30. Ezekiel 27, 26 through 30. Verse 17. For in 1 hour such great riches was laid waste. And every shipmaster and every passenger and sailors and as many as worked the sea for their living stood at a distance. Verse 18. Reference Ezekiel 27, verse 32. Ezekiel 27, verse 32. I told you there'll be a lot of notes on this. And cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? verse 19 references Ezekiel 27, verses 30 through 34. Ezekiel 27, 30 through 34. This is a sign of, this is how they used to mourn and stuff. And they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and mourning and saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she was laid waste. 1 hour may be figurative. Okay, for a short period of time. I doubt that it's a little, just an hour. It's going to take, it's going to be a big collapse, but it's not going to be an hour. Verse 20, an hour signifies a short period of time. Verse 20, reference Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43. Deuteronomy 32, 43, and Jeremiah 51, verse 48. Jeremiah 51, 48. This is verse 20. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you set apart emissaries and prophets, for Elohim has completely avenged you on her. Verse 21. Reference Jeremiah 51, verses 63 and 64. Jeremiah 51, verses 63 and 64, and Ezekiel 26, verse 21. That's Ezekiel 26, 21. And one mighty messenger picked up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, with such a rush the great city Babel shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more at all. It's going to be quick, okay? It's going to be a massive collapse. Verses 22 and 23 reference Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 34. Jeremiah 7, 34 and Jeremiah 25, 10. Jeremiah 25, 10. For verse 22 alone, reference Ezekiel 26, verse 13. That's Ezekiel 26, verse 13 and Isaiah chapter 24, verse 8. Isaiah 24, 8. Verse 22. And the sound of harpists and musicians and flautists and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore at all. And no craftsman of any trade shall be found in you anymore at all. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore at all. Be no commerce, no partying, no music, no industry, none of that. Verse 23. And the light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore at all, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore at all. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth. Okay, they're great, they're powerful right now. For by your drug sorcery, all the nations were led astray. Drug sorcery is pharmakia, mind-altering drugs. Okay? That's what drug sorcery signifies. Verse 24 of chapter 18. Reference Jeremiah chapter 51. Verse 49, Jeremiah 51, 49. And in her was found the blood of prophets and set apart ones. And of all who were slain in the earth. This system and the ones that promote it were the ones that killed all the prophets and the righteous people. And you know who these people are. You know, we talk about them all the time. The ones that run that Babylonian system with their banking concerns. That ends chapter 18. Let's get into chapter 19. This is verse 1 of chapter 19. And after this I heard a loud voice of a great crowd in the heaven saying, Alleluia. That means Alleluia. Praise be to Yah. Okay. Deliverance and esteem and respect and power to Yahweh our Elohim. Verse 2. Because true and righteous are his judgments. Reference Psalm 19, verse 9. Psalm 19, verse 9. Because he has judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her whoring. And he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Reference Deuteronomy 32, verse 43. Deuteronomy 32, verse 43. And 2 Kings, chapter 9, verse 7. 2 Kings 9, 7. Verse 3. And a second time they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rises up forever and ever. Reference Isaiah 34, verse 10. Isaiah 34, 10. Verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped Elohim who sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Amen. Alleluia. So be it. So be it. Praise be to Yah. Okay. Verse 4. 5. Reference Psalm 115, verse 13. Psalm 115, 13. And a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our Elohim, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. Verse 6. Reference 2 Esdras, chapter 6. Verse 17, 2 Esdras 6, 17. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 24. Ezekiel 1, 24. Psalm 93, 1. 97, 1. And 99, 1. That's 93, 97, and 99, verse 1. And I heard as the voice of a great crowd, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunder, saying, Alleluia, for Yahweh El Shaddai reigns. That's God Almighty, okay, El Shaddai. Verse 7 of chapter 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him praise, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife prepared herself. He's going to remarry Israel. That's the remnant. Verse 8. And to her it was given to be dressed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the set apart ones. Okay? The righteousness of the set apart ones, those that believe and follow and do. Okay, the remnant. Verse 9, reference Matthew 22, verses 2 and 3. Matthew 22, 2 and 3. And he said to me, Write, blessed are those who have been called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of Elohim. Verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, See, do not. I am your fellow servant and of your brothers who possess the witness of Yeshua, worship Elohim, for the witness of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Remember, we're going to judge angels. Okay, I am of your brothers. We're brothers with angels, divine beings. We will be divine again. Verse 11, and I saw the heaven opened, and there was a white horse. And he who sat on him was called trustworthy and true, and in righteousness he judges and fights. Reference Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Acts 10, 42. Verse 12. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, having a name that had been written, which no one had perceived except himself. Okay, a name. Verse 13. Reference John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. And having been dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahweh. Remember Genesis, the Word was, okay, there we go. Verse 14. And the armies in the heaven, dressed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. The armies, okay? The armies. Guess who's coming here? The armies. So, it's not just going to be us fighting these people. Verse 15. Reference Psalm chapter 2, or Psalm 2, verse 9. Pardon me. Psalm 2, verse 9. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall shepherd them with a rod of iron. That's Psalm 2, verse 9. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of El Shaddai. That's God Almighty again, okay? Shaddai. Verse 16, and on his robe and on his thigh, thigh can also mean flag, okay, he has a name written, Sovereign of Sovereigns and Master of Masters. So that's on his thigh or on a flag. Okay, his banner. Verse 17. And I saw one messenger standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in mid heaven. That's the sky above the earth, okay? Come and gather together for the supper of the great Elohim. Verse 18. To eat the flesh of sovereigns, and the flesh of commanders, and the flesh of strong ones, and the flesh of horses, and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. Because all these people are going to be slain, because they don't know Elohim, and they don't follow Yeshua, they don't believe. And there are going to be little people and great people. Small and great, okay? Only the remnant is going to be preserved. And these people don't want to hear it. It's unpleasant to hear it. verse 19, "And I saw the beast and the sovereigns of the earth and their armies gathered together to fight him who sat on the horse and his army." This is going to be this great battle. Here you go. Verse 20 of chapter 19. "And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he led astray those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image," lovers of the system. "The two were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with sulfur." Question. Have you ever struck a kitchen match and had a little piece of that tip land on your skin when it's burning? It'll burn right into you. It won't extinguish once that gets going. You can't put it out. That's the problem. That's what thermite is. You can't put it out. You can pour water on it all day long. It won't go out. It'll just keep burning. Creates its own oxygen. That's bad, man. Verse 21. "And the rest were killed with the sword which came from the mouth of him who sat on that horse, on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh." The truth is going to destroy them. Truth is going to destroy them. And that ends chapter 19. Okay, Remnant. I've got one more show to do. That's chapter 20, 21, and 22 of Revelations. That will be the final new word for word show. After that, all the shows will play in series. By the time I get done with this, we're in Isaiah, okay? The last show will play, and the next show is going to be in Isaiah. But we'll take like show number one, and then two, three, four, five, six, seven, you know, all the way through. When we're all the way through, we'll repeat it again, because these teachings are going to go on and on and on for a long time, I hope. I hope I can reach more and more people as people download and listen and transfer and share these files and the teachings in them. I put an awful lot of love and work into these teachings, and I truly appreciate the moral support, sometimes financial support, and the listenership that I have gotten over the years. And we're not done yet. I will continue new wake-up call sermons and then continue with the shows with Eli. But the Word for Word series will end as far as new production with the next show, chapter 20, 21, and 22 of Revelation. It will be complete. I will offer basically at cost or a little above. I got to make something for the postage and the expenditure, printing, and everything. I got to support what I'm doing here. I'm going to have zip drives with all the word for word, start to finish. And I'm going to offer those when I start getting them into production. I'll let everybody know on the other shows when they become available. You'll be able to order them off my website. I'm not doing it for to make a profit, but I do need to recoup my expenses. That's not fair for me just to give them away. That's wrong. But that brings this show to an end. I have enjoyed it. I hope you have enjoyed it. And I'll catch you on the next show, which will be the final edition, probably, of Word for Word. Wild ride all the way through, folks. Wild ride. Really, really enjoyed it. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Psalm number 2, concerning the Anointed One. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the land set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against His Anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the sky shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the land for thy possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that take refuge in him. You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.